There was a big stop on the Detroit post-bankruptcy victory tour this week. Former EM Kevin Orr, now retired federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes, and Chief U.S. District Judge Gerald Rosen all sat together at Crane's Newsmakers of the Year lunch and shared their insights and hopes for the future. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes was there and found himself thinking, you know, there might be some more folks who should have a place on this victory tour, Daniel.
Well, that's right. I mean, there were a lot of people that contributed to this rather monumental achievement, and it wasn't just those guys. And clearly, they were the leaders. Their teams were very important, but so were a lot of other people. And I found myself thinking, you know, and in fact, Judge Rosen said in answer to one of the questions, you know, the most nervous he was about the retiree vote on what was the grand bargain. And had they not gotten an affirmative vote from both classes of retirees, it's very likely that case would still be in litigation and the grand bargain would have disappeared and you would have had almost $1 billion essentially spurned.
Wow. And yet, as you talk about it in today's column, you really do point out the miracle of these retirees saying, all right, you know, we'll take the pain.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, remember back when about the time Kevin Orr was named emergency manager and there were discussions of potential bankruptcy at the time, I think it was pretty obvious, given his background, that that's where we were headed, that there were predictions of, you know, civil unrest. There was a famous quote of, we'll burn the city down before we let you take it over. None of that materialized, nor frankly, did the confrontation with labor that I think a lot of people expected. Particularly those that have been around in and around Detroit for 20, 30, and 40 years, who've watched a lot of self-destructive tendencies on the part of certain interest groups and unions and political groups, and at the end of the day, that didn't happen, and it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it really is, and I think you were very right to highlight a quote from Keith Crane: "The right people in the right places making the right decision, it all helps a lot."
That's right.
You know, the warning was clear that these big three had. No one had better forget what the corruption and the incompetence and the embarrassment.
Well, those, and plus just getting fat and happy again. And I mean that in the metaphoric sense of
yes.
A budget and spending money and doing things you shouldn't be doing. And Judge Rhodes particularly is very keen on the subject of public pensions. He did raise the question that maybe there was a missed opportunity that the city didn't use a bankruptcy to essentially freeze pensions in perpetuity and move over to a 401k-style retirement for all their employees. And basically what he said was, when it comes time that the city is going to have to start paying pensions again, because they pretty much don't have to for the next 8 or 9 or 10 years, they need to have the discipline to make those payments and not figure out ways around it and not pay the pensions, because otherwise we'll be right back in the soup. And it's a very bad formula, and it's not just happening in Detroit. It's happening in California. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in the state of Illinois. There's all sorts of municipal and statewide retirement systems that are having these problems because when these pension payments come up, they don't want to pay them, and politically they get around them. And I think Judge Rhodes is saying this is a time bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah, and as you were saying, a third chance is not going to be easier than the second.
No, there will be no more grand bargains.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.